I appreciate Nate and RK sharing those things with us, and I know Nate's going to be back tonight. I'm not sure about RK, but come on and see. Who knows? He may have somebody else with him, but I hope you can be back at 7 o'clock tonight, and it is wonderful to see every one of you here. What a blessing to see from young to older. No old people here this morning, but it's so good to see all of you together, and many of you have family members here, but you know, nobody has all their family here. No matter how, even with the Hawks, with 18 back there, I happen to know there's more than 18, even of them. So none of the families have everybody here at one time, but it's a blessing to be a part of a family. You know, our culture today is very different than what it was probably when the Weekleys, with a combined age of 155, is that right? 155? When they grew up, things are a lot different, and families are, unfortunately, a lot different a lot of times. But you know what? God is still the one who has made the family. He's the one who designed the family. And God has an interest in every family. Everybody that's here this morning, God cares about you. He cares about you no matter what your family situation is, no matter how intact or separated your family might be. God cares about you and He loves you. In fact, He loves you so much that He wants you to be a part of His family. His family. You know, everybody here this morning is not only part of a biological family. Everybody here this morning is a part of a spiritual family. And every family, ultimately somewhere, has a father, and the two spiritual families also have fathers. Some of you, probably a lot of you, are familiar with a series of movies that came out a while back, and I think they made some prequels to them not too long ago, but the Star Wars series. Many of you are familiar with Star Wars, and that's a science fiction, intergalactic type of series of movies. And in one of those movies, called The Empire Strikes Back, the villain is Darth Vader. Some of you know who Darth Vader is. And he's dressed there in his jet black helmet with mask, and his jet black outfit and cape, and his red lightsaber. And at part of the climax of the movie, Darth Vader has his lightsaber out, and he steps out in front of the good guy, a fellow who looks like he may be a teenager. His name is Luke Skywalker. And Luke Skywalker pulls out his lightsaber, a blue one, and they begin to do battle, and they fight until finally Luke Skywalker finds himself without his lightsaber. And he finds himself, it seems, at the mercy of Darth Vader, the villain. And Darth Vader is trying to get Luke to come over to what he calls the dark side. And then at that climactic point, a quote that's known by many people and often misquoted, as Darth Vader talks to Luke, and he asks him if he knows what happened to his father, because Luke's never known his father. And he said, "You killed my father." And Darth Vader said, "No, I am your father." I don't think James Earl Jones has any worries about competition from me. But you get the feeling. Luke screams out in horror, "No, no, this can't be." And Darth Vader says, "Check your feelings. You know it's true." That was a shock to this, of course, just in a movie, but this character, Luke Skywalker, a shock to think that this evil villain who is trying to get me to do what is wrong and wicked, he is saying that he is my father. Of all the things I ever could have imagined, this has got to be the worst, and this has got to be something that never would have entered into my mind. You know, as we sit here this morning, as I stand here and you sit here, you know, it's so important that we know who our spiritual father is. Again, there's only two spiritual families. and only two spiritual fathers. Sometimes we hear the popularized saying, "Who's your daddy?" You ever heard that? Well, I hate to say that one of the ways that locally that got popular, I hate to say it, but the Duke basketball team. Back in the 90s, they were on their way hoping to win another NCAA championship, and they got shirts, t-shirts, and hats printed up. And it said on there, "Who's your daddy?" The thought was, as they used it and others did, that who's the boss? But you know, I want to ask you this morning, spiritually, who's your daddy? Who is your spiritual father? We're going to be looking in John chapter 8, and if you have a Bible, I'll ask you to turn there. There should be one on your row, a black Bible among the red hymn books, if you don't have one. And you can find in the New Testament the book of John. The book of John, in the 8th chapter, we have the Lord Jesus talking to a group of people. And I want to emphasize something as we begin, that this group of people to whom the Lord Jesus was talking was a very religious group of people. In fact, the group of people probably, if they had something equivalent to Shannon Hills Bible Chapel in that time, they probably would have been there on Sunday morning, even though at that time, under Judaism, they would meet in the synagogue on the seventh day of the week, on Saturday. But the point is, they were people who were interested in the Bible, and they were interested to some degree in God. They were kind of like the young man that Nate and RK told us about, who really wanted to know. And the Lord Jesus is speaking to them, and we're going to read some verses starting with verse 38. If you got John chapter 8, go down to verse 38. And if you don't, you can just listen and I'll read it to you. John chapter 8 and verse 38. And this is the Lord Jesus speaking. He said, "I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Abraham didn't do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said unto him, "We are not born of immorality. We have one father, God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lust or desires of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God." Nate already brought out to us this morning that Jesus Christ knows the heart. Jesus Christ knows the mind. So he is able to look right where you are and right where I am. No matter your age, no matter your circumstances, no matter anything else about you, God is looking, the Lord Jesus is looking right now as we read the Bible. He's looking into your heart, and he knows what's there, and he knows who your spiritual father is. They claimed in verse 41, "We have one father, God." Now, they'd already said that Abraham was their father. He was their national father. He was the father of the Jewish people. But now they're saying, spiritually, we have a father, and our father is God. You know, God is the father of one of the two spiritual families. Joseph sang about him this morning. "Thank you, oh my father." He is a spiritual father of one of these two families. But the Lord Jesus countered them, and he said in verse 44, "You are of your father, the devil." Now you think Luke Skywalker was shocked when he heard that Darth Vader was his father physically. Can you imagine what these people must have thought? Religious people. Many of them knew about the Bible. And they were all gathered around to hear this religious teacher. And he tells them, "You think that God is your spiritual father, but I know your heart. And I know that in reality, the devil is your spiritual father." In the few minutes we have left, I want us to look at three things the Lord Jesus said that'll help us to know if God is really our spiritual father. And he pointed out to these people, God is not your father. You think he is, you claim he is, but in reality, there's only one other option, and you are of your father, the devil. The devil. First of all, the Lord Jesus in verse 42 says that if God is your father, you will love God's son. Look there at verse 42. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me." You would love me if God was really your father. If you really were in the family of God, you would love the Lord Jesus. He said, "Because I came forth from God. I didn't come of myself. God the Father sent me." And truly God, we read in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, we read that the Father, God, sent the Son God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not the Son God like the Egyptians. That sounded bad when I said that. God the Son, he sent him, we read there in 1 John 4:14, to be the Savior of the world. There was a purpose that Jesus came to the earth. When the Lord Jesus was born, you know the Christmas story. And in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, the angels told the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The promised one, God from heaven, has come to this earth. He has come to be the Savior. He came on a mission of salvation. And has already been brought out to us this morning. Every one of us have a need. I can look down every row. I can look at the young people. I can look at the older people. I can look at the people who walked across the street to get here. I can look at the people who came many miles to get here. I can look at people who rode a van here. I can look at people who drove a car here. I can look at people who rode a bicycle here. However you got here, I can look and I can say every one of us has a need. We're born with that need because we're separated from God, who created us and who loves us and who wants us to have a closeness with him and wants us to be in his family. But every one of us are sinners. We're sinners. And because of God's love, because God is love, he intervened in history. 2,000 years ago, God came down to this very planet, the planet that he had spoken into existence. He came down and lived among people into whom he had breathed the breath of life. And he came and he lived here with us. And we saw him. And we understood what God is like. He's perfect. And the Lord Jesus never did anything wrong. He never sinned. And the Lord Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. And he died there on that cross. He suffered there. And he took the punishment for our sins on himself. And when we know the Lord Jesus as Savior, when God is our Father, we are so appreciative to God for what he has done that we love the Lord Jesus. If you were in a house that was burning, and I came into that house and risked my life and took you out, and I got burned terribly and saved you, I think you would appreciate that. I know you would. And you would probably even love me for doing that. And the Lord Jesus has gone to the cross and he has died there and poured out his blood there and been punished for our sins. And if we believe that, if we know God as our Father, we will love the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus says later in this same book of John, if you love me, keep my commandments, do what I say. Now, we don't come into the family of God by doing. That's what the man that Nate read about or that R.K. read about wanted to do. He thought he was going to come to God. What can I do to inherit eternal life? It's not about doing. The doing comes after we come into the family of God. And as a child of God, we want to please our Father and we love the Lord Jesus and we want to do what He tells us to do. The Lord Jesus died for you. Do you love Him? I don't mean just with a feeling. I mean, do you really love Him? Does your life evidence that you are seeking to be obedient to the Lord Jesus? He said that's the reality of somebody whose Father is God. Here's the second thing in verse 43. If God is our spiritual Father, we will hear God's Son. The Lord Jesus asked those people and He asked us, why do you not understand what I'm saying? Even because you are not able to hear my word. And when we are born into the family of God, when God is our spiritual Father, we have an ear for God's Son. You know, it's true that it's difficult to understand a lot of the things in the Bible. But we have the ability, when we know Jesus Christ, to understand the things in the Bible, because the Bible tells us that when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, God the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. And the things in the Bible are spiritually understood, and we're able to understand them because God the Holy Spirit is living within us. Now, that doesn't mean that we can just open the Bible to any passage and read a verse and know exactly what it means. We have to study. We have to learn, but God is our teacher as our Father. Back in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord said, is my word not like a fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? In other words, God's word, when we read the word of God and the Spirit takes the word of God to our hearts and begins to speak to us, it burns. And again, when you put your hand in a fire, you don't go, oh, that feels so good. Now, if it's a cold day, you might get up close to the fire, but I mean to put it in the fire. And when a hammer hits a rock, if a rock had any feelings, it wouldn't go, oh, hit me again. No, there's pain involved. And God's Word comes to us, and when we will be open and listen, and if you're willing to listen this morning to what God is saying, He is saying to all of us that we are sinners. And nobody likes to hear that. Nobody likes to hear that what we do in our own nature is wrong and does not please God. Nobody wants to hear that. We want to hear that we're good people, like the young ruler wanted to hear. He thought he was good. No, the Spirit of God is taking the Word of God and He's trying to enable us to see you're a sinner. You've broken the law of God. You might not have murdered anybody. You might not have robbed a bank. You might not have done this sin or that sin, but all of us have sinned. And because of that, we have that great need. You'd say, I'd never listen to the devil. I mean, if you're saying if God's my Father, I'll listen to Him. Well, if you're trying to tell me that the devil's my Father, don't think I'm going to listen to him. We might be surprised at some of the things we listen to. We got the iPod stuck on and we're listening to the music and we're going along and we may be hearing some things that are really the messages of the devil, not from the Word of God. If it's not of God, it only leaves one option. It's of the devil. And there are a lot of voices speaking to us in a lot of ways today through music and movies and people in our culture. And they're giving us a lot of messages. And one of those messages is the same one that the devil gave Eve way back in the Garden of Eden. God's holding out on you. You do what I want you to and you'll really be happy and fulfilled. And that's the message we're hearing today. We don't need God. We don't need God's way. We're already good people. We just need to read the Bible some and to pray and to maybe go to a church service now and then. And we're okay and we can go on and do what we want to do. That's not what the Lord Jesus says. He said, you're going to do what your Father wants to do. Are you listening? Are you hearing the Lord Jesus? Or are you listening to the devil? Finally, in verse 45, we see one other characteristic of those who have God as their Father. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. He said, you're not a child of God because you don't believe what I'm saying. And the person who is truly a child of the Father, the Lord Jesus, of God the Father, believes God's Son. We believe God's Son. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. And we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that the time is coming, and we can look around us and see that it's here now. That people will begin to turn away their ears from the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. We want to hear what we want to hear. But when God is our spiritual Father, we believe His Son. In fact, that's how we become His spiritual children. When the Lord Jesus came and took on a human body, the Bible says that we saw God's glory, full of grace and truth. And the Lord Jesus says in this same chapter, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. The Lord Jesus is the one who is true. And the Lord Jesus, He comes and He wants us to believe Him about our sin. He wants us to believe that yes, the things we have done and thought and said, they were wrong. Many of them were wrong. In fact, before I believed on the Lord Jesus as my Savior, I sinned every time I learned a Bible verse. I grew up in Sunday school, but I didn't know the Lord as my Savior. And I could learn a Bible verse, but there's no way that I could do anything good. It didn't help me to get closer to God. It helped me to hear what God wanted me to hear. But that wasn't going to save me. No, we're all sinners, and He wants us to believe Him about our sin and about our doom. The Bible says the soul that sins shall die. And that's the second death that we read about in the book of Revelation. Lake of fire, forever separated from God. Here's God who wants to be our Father. And yet if we don't believe on His Son, if we don't believe the truth about the Lord Jesus, then we're going to spend all eternity separated from Him. That's not God's desire. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants all to turn away from ourselves and turn to Him. We must believe the Lord Jesus about our hopelessness. It's not of anything that we can do. We can't be good enough to please God. We must come by faith. And the Lord Jesus is our only hope. And it's by grace that we can be saved through faith. And that faith is not just believing real hard. No, it's believing what God has said. It's trusting the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And He wants us to believe Him about our opportunity. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today we can trust Him as our Savior. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. And he who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. As we close this morning, I ask you, who is your spiritual father? The devil won't come out and say it like Darth Vader did. He won't come out and say, I am your father. Because he wants to deceive. He's a deceiver. He's a liar and the father of lies. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've never received Him as the one who died for your sins and was punished for your sins and rose again, if you have never truly received Him and turned away from believing in yourself, turned away from trusting anything else, If you have never done that, then the Bible says that the devil could say to you, I am your father. And you might shrink back in horror from that, as Luke Skywalker did when Darth Vader told him. But that doesn't change the reality. But the reality can change today. I'm going to ask you to bow your head. I just want you to think for a moment about who your spiritual father is. I want you to be honest in your own heart. Do you love the Lord Jesus? Do you love Him as the one who died for your sins and suffered for you because of what you would do and you would be? Do you hear the Lord Jesus? He says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Are you following Him? Are you listening to His voice? And finally, do you believe Him? That's really where it all starts. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Not just believe that He existed, but believe that He died on the cross. This is the gospel. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and He was seen. Is God your spiritual father? If not, the devil is your father. You can change that today by receiving the Lord Jesus, by acknowledging to God that you are a sinner and that you need to be saved, and there's nothing you can do to be forgiven of your sins, but you believe that the Lord Jesus died for you and rose again, and you want Him to be your Savior. And He says if you will do that, He will receive you, and He will change your life, and He'll bring you into His family, and God will be your Father. I'd love to talk with you about that. There are many others who will. We're going to go up and have a meal in just a moment. But don't let the food stop you from talking to someone to make sure that you're in the family of God. Let's pray, and then I'll dismiss you. Father, we thank You for our time at Family Day. Thank You, Father, for each one who's participated and each one who's attended. And Lord, we thank You for the truth of Your Word, and we thank You that You have shown us very clearly there are only two spiritual fathers, You and the devil. And I pray for each one here this morning, young and old and in between, that our hearts will be open to You and You will speak clearly to us about the reality of our condition before You. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to ask the folks who rode the vans, they need to get on back a little quicker. So we're going to ask if they could get up and be dismissed first to go up to the gym across the way here. And I should have given thanks for the food, but you can thank the Lord for your food as you partake of that. And after they go, then David will play a number on the piano, and you'll be dismissed to go and enjoy that. And we'd love to talk with you about your spiritual condition. Thank you for being here today. We hope you'll come back.